Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, the ultimatum season two and finger quotes recap of episodes 9 and 10, Decisions and Reunion. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
You know, I figured it out because what they did was they almost made Queer Love its own show, right? So it's the ultimatum Queer Love. You know, not the ultimatum Queer Love. It's the ultimatum Queer Love, season one.
It's crap. It should all just be one. Mm-hmm. It's ultimatum, mm-hmm. ultimatum Queer Love, mm-hmm. ultimatum again, mm-hmm. ultimatum. I mean, I don't think they'll, I wonder if they're going to do a Queer Love where it's men. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they're going to do that one, because that one I could see some fights breaking out.
Ultimatum. Oh, you said men? Like what? All men?
Queer Love. Because the one they did with Queer Love was all lesbian couples.
Oh, I see. Okay. I didn't see it. So, okay.
I watched it. Yeah. It was actually pretty good. But the one they did with Ultimatum Queer Love, it was lesbian couples. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if they're going to do one where it's gay men. Mm-hmm. Curious to see if they're going to do that one. Because if there's going to be some drama, some sparks that fly from that.
You mean there wasn't any drama with all women?
Oh, there was. Yeah, there's a lot of drama and a lot of hookups and stuff like that happened. That did. I mean, they, no, it was till yeah, it was
not
totally
hookups.
Different.
Only men do that.
No, the women were hooking up quite a bit, but it was actually pretty good. But and you had a lot of people that didn't stay together, mm-hmm. Either on decision day or after when the reunion came, they had already been broken up. So.
Right.
It was good.
Well, for those of you new to the show, let me let you know how we got here really quickly. At some point in time, way back, long, long time ago, Terrell made a deal with the devil, said he'd never watch reality TV again until they had a Black Bachelor. Pandemic hit. ABC says, let's give the black guy a shot. And so enter Matt James. So Terrell stuck watching the show, right? Well, me being a good friend that I am, I watched it along with him. And that's began our reality TV dating show recaps and reviews. Well, in return, he had to watch one of my favorite shows. And, you know, yeah, he came kicking and screaming, but he did do it. Married at First Sight, started with season 13. He's done everyone since then. Now he's fully invested. As you've heard, he even watched the Ultimatum Queer Love, which we did not recap or review, and he watched it anyway. He's fully invested, especially when they are Netflix shows. And that's why we are here today doing this recap of the Ultimatum season quote unquote two, the finale and the reunion.
I see what you did there. I'm not fully invested. It's just, I don't sleep well. I'm a night owl.
Sure.
And so when you're just up late, midnight, you can't go to sleep. You just scroll through Netflix and you're like, oh, this is interesting. And actually I called it research. I was doing research to see maybe we can review this one, but no. So it was an enjoyment.
So you just put the tip in. Gotcha.
Sometimes that's all you need.
That's what we go over. All right. Whatever excuse you want to use, it's fine by me, man. You know, welcome to the dark side.
Karen, bail me out. Bail
me out, Karen. Like, oh, no, my brother. You're on your own.
You're on your own.
Well, let's get to episode 9, where we had the finale and everybody gets to make their choices here. And we're going to run through this pretty quickly because this episode, I'm not going to lie. As I'm watching it, I was there fast forward until they got to the questions. So yeah. Anything they said prior to, as soon as it looked like they were talking to each other seriously, I was like, okay, let me stop. All right, let's go. All right, let me stop. All right, yeah. Let me stop. So let's start with Araya and Trey. And Trey goes first and says, you know, he wants to spend his life with Araya and then gets down on one knee and proposes. And then it sounds like Raya's about to say no.
I thought she was, because she said in the end of episode 8, when they were leading up to this, that she was going in using her mind instead of her heart.
Right.
And so I was like, okay, maybe they're teeing it up that she's going to say no.
Yeah.
And to me, the whole thing that I saw about her didn't seem like she really wanted to get married.
Right.
So I was quite surprised that she said yes.
You know, the first thing I thought was, all right, so where y'all going to live? Because remember, she made such a big deal about going to the city, going to Atlanta, and she wanted him to come along because she's not going without him. And she doesn't want to, you know, look back 10 years down the road and be like, well, I should have, could have, would have. But so.
Yeah, Trey's delusional. I mean, I think he's just. So here's the thing. He's figuring that she's going to go to Atlanta, go into the city, and he's going to keep doing what he's doing, and she's going to come back. I'm like, have you been to Atlanta? It's a whole lot of temptation around there. And then from her lips, it doesn't seem like Trey is that satisfying, if you will. And all those different things that she's missing out on. I'm like, Trey, man, you were trying your hardest to put a square peg into a round hole.
Or is he thinking, well, if I send him to Atlanta for a year, by the time she comes back, she's going to have a BBL, a couple of... I mean, they're like lemon pepper wings in Atlanta right now. It's horrible. It's like walking around on the set of A Bug's Life. Nothing but ant bodies walking around. Like, Jesus. Is there a natural woman left in Atlanta? All right, never mind.
Well, let me stop. Good luck. Maybe she can go to Atlanta and somebody can help her with her wigs.
Oh, see? Yeah, either there or Detroit. We'll find out when we get to them in the reunion. But next up was Ryan and James, and they show up matching, which sounds like it was good news for James initially. I was like, okay, they're back in sync. No more Trey in the midst of this. And then James kind of throws us for the okie doke because he says he's not in a perfect place to start a life with her. But then he gets down on one knee. What the hell happened here?
Well, so here's the craziness with the editing of this one. So in episode 9, when they're building up to James and Ryan, as they're, what's it like, the private interviews that they're doing, James has a wedding ring on his left hand, band. And then also Ryan's on the balcony. She has a wedding ring on her left hand. I'm just like, okay, so they're going to say yes. Like, which I knew they were going to say yes, but I just thought that was just crappy editing, but James wasn't going to go anywhere.
Remember when the continuity was a big thing in movies, and if they had too many, like I think it was an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie that had way too many mishaps and continuity issues, and so as a result they ended up making a contest out of it, and this is what seems to be happening on this show right now with a lot of continuity issues.
Well, again, I feel like this is something that they rushed through. I mean, this episode was only about 35 minutes. And so I just don't think they cared that much. Again, I feel like this whole season was kind of a throwaway for Netflix. Like, hey, we got to put something out.
Yeah, we got to put something out. How about this one? All right, let's go.
Yeah.
that's yeah, exactly what it was.
I don't like it, but why not? We got a writer's strike. Why not? Let's just go ahead and do it.
Next couple, Kat and Alex. Alex proposes, gets his kiss. And before Kat even says yes, it's like,
I was a little surprised on that one because I thought Alex seemed to be more on the fence, but technically they're, you know, happy, great couple. Hopefully, you know, they have a lot of good food at the reception because somebody needs to eat.
You're so mean, man.
Cheers.
Roxanne and Antonio. This is the one that I think everybody doubted. I think you and I both said, no, there's no way this happens for them. But Antonio proposes. And after looking like she would say no, Roxanne nods. Wouldn't even say yes.
Just right. I mean, if I'm Antonio, I'm like, all these... I've seen dudes who are like... sprung and whipped before, but nothing on the level of Antonio.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing on the level of Antonio. I mean, she must have a sungina that is just amazing because I'm like, dude, you allowing yourself to get treated like crap so badly. Yeah. And even she couldn't even say, yes, I'm excited, you know, to be married to you, but you know, whatever. I was surprised that she said yes. That was the one couple I thought that she was going to say no.
Exactly. We all did. Yeah. He's definitely whipped. Why, we're still not sure, but, you know, we get to episode 10, right? So we all fast forwarded through episode 9. Here we are, thankfully, episode 10. All the couples are here. And, of course, first ones we want to talk to is Lisa and Brian. They return all smiles. They're all happy, holding hands, coming out. And first question asked is about the baby that was the reason they left the show. And apparently they had a baby boy. His name is Mason, like the jar. And at the time of the taping, he was 7 weeks old. There was a lot of confusion about this, right? And I saw this, even Queen E, who does a lot of great reviews as well. One of the things that my wife had sent me a clip that she had done, and said was, hey, but what about this with the timing? I'm like, so the timing, and I went doing some research, and I can't even take the credit for this because Showstar News, they really went diving into people's Instagrams and whatnot and found, determined that the taping had to be in June, which we knew, the way Netflix does it, we knew this had to be, the reunion had to be done prior to it being released because they released 8 episodes 1 week and the reunion the next week. It's impossible for them to have done it that quickly, right? So that being the case, we kind of knew that. So the timing is right. It feels like, yeah, it would have been 7 weeks, which is what? Almost 2 months after the baby was born. So therefore, and you're thinking, what, 8, 9 months after that? So it all fit, right?
To me, it did. What I thought was funny is how before they started talking, Lisa and Brian, they showed clips of everybody. They showed clips of Lisa's crazy. But then also people are like, yeah, well, are you sure it's not bullshit? You know, here's the Lisa and Brian Jr. Like, are you sure? Like the fact that everybody was kind of laughing. I was like, ooh, I can't wait to see what Lisa's going to say about this. But I will give her credit. She looks amazing. So just had a baby 7 weeks ago. She looks amazing.
Brian saying that the baby changed him instantly. That part, and it happens to everyone, right? Babies usually change people. Doesn't change the relationships a lot, but it changes people. But it seems like what they're trying to tell us is it fixed their relationship, right or wrong?
I don't know. Because to me, from what I saw on the show, I don't know what issues they have in their relationship, but Lisa's demeanor and how she handles things and her anger, I'm like, there's no way I could deal with that. You know, so it's whatever. I couldn't do it, but more power to him. And I don't know, you know, if when they have the baby, it changes you. I don't know. I don't have that level of love and the beams of light that come out once you become a parent. I have no idea, you know, but I hope that Lisa's able to watch this, the show back. And look at herself and be like, wow, I think I probably have some work to do. But based on the rest of the reunion, I don't think she gives two shits.
No, she really doesn't.
What people think about her.
So here's the interesting thing about that. And we'll get to her attitude in a little bit and the excuses that were given to her by Roxanne. But even one of the things that that popped up was that Brian saying he can't see why the cast may have thought they weren't genuine about the reasons for leaving the show. Like, you know, really? I mean, y'all were toxic from the minute you walked in there. You knew he knew it was going to be toxic because he had that conversation with her before they go out and start really mingling, right? And we saw it the night before when she had to break down in the middle of the night wanting to leave. So the fact that he can't believe that they thought that, oh, maybe there really wasn't a baby and there may have been, that was just an excuse. It's kind of wild to me too.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Brian, he watched the whole deal and he's like, okay, I can totally see everybody's angle. Mm-hmm. So I got to come in here and play the politician.
Right.
And make it seem like everything is good and really focus on we're trying to move forward. All the different things that a politician would say, I think that was his role because Lisa came out ready to swing.
Right.
Like she planned, I can't wait for the reunion because I'm going to say this, this, and this to that Hooters bitch.
Well, the funny thing is, come to find out that Lisa was also a Hooters girl. Like, what the hell? Now, Ryan says, hey, I didn't appreciate how you acted because, you know, you did the same thing. And she's like, I don't care.
No.
She hates Ryan, man.
She does for no reason. And I agree. I respect the fact that Ryan called her out. And even told her, like, for you to be older, you know, that was the other thing, because Lisa's 31, probably 32 at the reunion. And Raya, I think, is 24.
24. Exactly. She's young.
So for you to be older and to be acting this way, I think I'm glad that Raya called that out.
Yeah.
And you are trying to push the other woman down. Raya didn't do anything, from what I saw, to warrant that from Lisa, and for Lisa to still have this animosity,
right.
I think she just feels threatened, well, by anybody, you know? So if I'm Brian, I'm like, dude, why do you want to be with that?
Lisa does what a lot of women do, right? And she's very delusional in this state. And that's blaming the other woman when Brian, her man, that she brought there is the one that was salivating over Raya. And
right.
Raya just accepted his advances. But that's what she's really mad at. She's really mad at the fact that Brian wanted Raya. He looked at her and what Lisa saw was, oh, if he gets the chance, he's knocking them walls down, right?
Yeah.
He's not even hesitating. And now she blames Raya for that. That's Raya didn't, because she kept saying, well, you went after my man. She didn't go after him. He went for her. Or am I know the, I know we talked a lot about the editing throughout this 8-week season, but geez, what did I see?
Yeah, no, I mean, she's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And for her to, just to look at the way she was looking at Raya.
Right.
You know, that's what blew my mind too. I'm like, why are you looking at her so angrily? She didn't do anything.
Right.
And you've been gone all this time. You couldn't have had a baby and you're good. And then Roxanne tries to chime in and say, hey, hormones, right? Which I don't know for women, if y'all are like, hey, that's kind of bullshit mm-hmm. to do that. Or is it okay to say, hey, I'm pregnant, thus I can be as crazy as I want to be mm-hmm. and it's all good. But Roxanne tried to save it. And then Lisa was like, well, yeah, hormones are this. So I'm like, are you pregnant still? Because you're being hormonal now on this reunion.
Exactly. It's like Christelle is saying, Lisa was jealous of Raya. And it's because Brian was looking at Raya because this is a new woman with the eyes that he used to look at Lisa with. And he doesn't look at Lisa like that anymore because he's seen her crazy, right? it's interesting because even if that was the excuse then, why are you still mad at Raya? Brian right. was the one who went after her. It makes no sense. And here's what I do like, though. I do like that Antonio called Lisa out on her BS attack on Raya, saying that she crossed her and was because here's the thing that Lisa kept saying. Well, once you cross me, you're dead to me. She didn't cross you.
Right.
And she didn't come there. She came there uncertain of whether she was going to leave with Trey, who she came with. But that doesn't mean she came and went, Brian, I'm taking him. Brian went after her.
And Lisa, you brought Brian on this show. This is partly your fault. So that is the craziest thing. And I like how Antonio called that. It's like, you even had some top connections.
Right.
You know, with someone else too. But still, yeah, Lisa's just a mess, man. And kudos to Brian. If that's what you want, I know I couldn't deal with anybody like that.
But like you said, she's a mess. Well, Trini says Lisa's a hot mess, taking it up another notch. See, she probably knew that she was pregnant before she signed up, or at least at the beginning of the series, she saw her man getting away from her. Exactly. And what did she do? What a lot of people do. And I'm not going to just put it just at women, because guys do it too to other guys. Look, you're not in a relationship with the other person. That's the person. The person you're in a relationship with is who you need to be mad at, not the other person. But most people forgive the person they're with and hate the other person. For what reason? And that's exactly what Lisa's doing here.
Yeah.
Which is wild to me.
It is. But I mean, I still look at Brian as weak because I'm sorry. There's no way I'm dating anybody that's just going to shove me in the face the way she did him in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's just no way you're going to walk up and mush me in the face in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Even behind closed doors, just both of us. No.
Yeah,
I don't put my hands on you. Mm-mm. You don't put your hands on me unless it's for positive reasons. But there's no way I'd be okay with that. I don't care how long you've been together. You do that. Oh, I'm a snap.
Your Honor, here's why I should have full custody. Take a look at this video. Mm-hmm. But Brian says they've moved past their issues. But to me, it's obviously not far enough because Lisa still doesn't have the ring and Brian has no timeline.
Nope. She just got to be a baby mama, and that's okay. Deal with that. As she called it, we are two people together being good parents. As long as they're both good parents, great. But there's no ring coming anytime soon.
You brought up the baby mama thing, and like Chocolate Suda says, Lisa claims she didn't want to be a baby mama forever, but has a whole 10-year-old.
What?
I know, right? The what? Tea you get. See? This is why we love y'all, man.
What?
Look, the thing that got me was when Brian was saying that they're doing things the way they want to do them. All right, let's be real. They're doing things the way he wants to, because if it was left up to her, they'd have been married before she had the baby, before she was even showing with the baby. Right or wrong?
Right. She wanted to be married before, so he has the baby, but also he can still leave if he wants to, because I don't think Brian is sold that she's his person, even though he said that in the show.
Yeah.
That, you know, this is your person I want to live forever with, right, and whatever, all that stuff. I don't buy it, because if that's the case, then marry her.
Exactly.
But there's a reason you don't want to, and it's because of her temper. And this is what you have to deal with. Because if you break up with her, it's going to be worse. There's no amicable breakup with this couple. Mm-mm. So you got to think, well, shit, do I deal with, if I leave her, I got to deal with a whole lot more crazy than the crazy I'm dealing with if I stay with her. So I might as well just stay with her.
And we can always say go to therapy, but I'm sure the therapist has kicked them out a number of times already. But let's see if you agree with Ashley Marie, because she says, Lisa's death's male-centered. If Roxanne would have gone for Brian, she would have had the same energy. I hate this type of woman. You think she would have had the same energy with Roxanne? Because Roxanne doesn't back down. Like, I mean, and not that Raya really backed down, but I think she looked at Raya like, okay, this little girl. Because again, there's a 7-year age difference, right? And Raya's like 92 pounds soaking wet. So she probably looked at her, and this Lisa's a former basketball player. She's like, oh, I could whoop her ass.
Lisa's that girl that'll fight anybody, no matter how big you are. Just give her Vaseline. She's going to put it on, hold her rings, and she's about to fight. Roxanne, there's no way Roxanne, I think, would date black men. No. So she had nothing to worry about with Roxanne, because no That's brother's going to put up with her bullshit. So I think she would have had that same energy. And I agree with Ashley. I hate that type of woman as well. Mm-hmm. Like, just the way that she act and carry yourself, I was just like, Jesus, it's not that serious. And it'd be one thing if she did that up until when she left the show and came back to the reunion a different person, but she had the same energy at the reunion. I'm like, you're not pregnant now. Mm-hmm. This is just who you are.
Right.
So
it didn't get you out of your character. It just brought out your character.
Right.
That's what I saw. Well, Nick and Vanessa gifted them with the ultimatum sippy cup and pacifier, and then they let everybody know, just so we can bring this all the way back around and let you know we're all Hooters bitches. They had their first date at Hooters. And like how Antonio's like, oh, you couldn't have said that before?
Yeah. Yeah. Try to lighten it up a little bit.
Well, look, they had this game show, the newlywed game?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Now they have the nearlywed game, which... Three questions, right? The first question was for the guys. How well do the guys know their partners, right? And the question was, who do you think your partner was most nervous to see at the reunion? I guess I can see why they asked that question, but really and truly, were we going to be surprised by any of the answers in this? Because, I mean, it's such a small...
Yeah.
Nobody dated anybody, really, so...
Right, nothing really happened, but, you know, James, obviously, for Trey. Mm-hmm. Knew that would be a big deal. Mm-hmm. Raya, you know, being nervous about Ryan and feeling threatened by that. Mm-hmm. I think it was, and then Alex and Kat were both like, Roxanne, that crazy bitch, right? But what, like, Lisa, of
spelling
course,
Ryan's name wrong.
Hey, he was in a hurry.
Oh, you giving him that excuse, sir? You giving him that excuse?
I was. Yeah, he was in a hurry. But for Lisa to be like, no, Lisa had Raya, and then Brian had no one.
Right.
And I was just like, yeah, Brian was totally cool because nobody wanted Lisa.
Exactly.
He's not nervous about seeing anybody.
He's like, look, they saw how she acted. Nobody wants her. I'm just the idiot that's going to keep her.
Yeah.
So the next one, they started talking about the ladies' celebrity hall pass, right? And... Vanessa says hers is Ryan Reynolds. And here's the first thing I think about this. Not even the fact that Nick didn't know what the hall pass meant. He thought, oh, you could flirt. No, a little bit more than that, buddy. But for somebody as famous as those two and the access that they have, should they even have celebrity hall passes? Because she could run into Ryan Reynolds.
Why not? I think you still would, even if you're a celebrity. Mm-hmm. There's other celebrities you'd either smash or pass, you know, so why not? I thought it was odd that she thought that a hall pass meant it's okay to flirt with this person. It's like, no, a hall pass means.
No, that's what he said.
That's no, what that's what thought. She said. Mm-mm, that's no, what she that. Thought. No, no, she no, thought
I
that.
I promise you.
I promise know. You.
No.
I promise you because she said Y'all flirt.
Tell likes to be, right. likes to believe that he's always
no,
right.
No, I'm 100%
tell
right.
Tell him he's wrong. Go ahead.
I'm 100% right because she comments, said flirt with. Out. Antonio goes, wait, did you just say only flirt? And then Nick says, well, I thought a hall pass was like hooking up. And then she said, you know, no. And then Lisa was like, no, hall pass is
okay, this time
you're going
right.
all in.
This time
you're oh, what? What?
At least I'm good enough to tell you that.
Thank you.
I'm good enough to tell you when you're right.
Thank you. Because I'm like,
you on the
what?
Other hand wouldn't.
What? What?
You'd wait till everybody else said it.
I was like, no. Yeah. I've watched this episode.
No, you're right. Because what he didn't know was TBH. That's exactly what it was. Yes. I knew it was something that he was old man about.
Yeah, it was TBH, but not the hall pass. He knows what a hall pass is.
Yeah, he's had
98 degrees time. Knows what a hall pass is.
Well, look, here's an interesting thing. Raya and Trey, hers is Morris Chestnut. And my first thought was, yeah, she black.
Wait, which Morris Chestnut? Is it like Ricky? Or is it
Morris has been the same? Look, Morris today still looks the same. I had a picture of him when I was when I first got to Charleston, and I pictured him a couple months ago. He looks the same. I'm the one that's changed over the years.
Wait, you said you had a picture of him like hanging on your wall?
Picture with him, or, you idiot. You know
with
exactly
him. Got it. I'm sorry. Idiot. I just didn't know if you just had a Morris Chestnut picture. I'm just like. All right.
Shut up. I mean, shut up.
Who's good your ass. Celebrity all pass?
Not even in your wildest dreams, homeboy.
Cheers. I know if you're going to like shimmy into Morris Chestnut's DMs there on Instagram.
Nah, I'll let you beat your chest and go in his DMs. one of the things I did like, though, I like how Trey was like, yeah, that's cool, but there's no hall pass for real. Like, nah, we don't play that game.
Oh, bullshit, I would. I play that game in a heartbeat.
Oh, okay, so you do want Morris Chestnut. I got you. I hear you.
No, no, I'm just saying, I think it's okay to have, I think it's okay to have a hall pass. Okay. You know, I've told my girlfriend, if Halle Berry is in Austin, and she's like, hey, Terrell, I saw the podcast, would love to take you to dinner. I'm like, I am going to cheat. It's going to happen. I will take pictures to show proof, but it's going to happen. And so you need to be okay with it. And she has hers that she would be okay with too. So I'm like, I'm sorry. I believe in the hall pass, but it's celebrities. It can't be like your kid's third grade teacher or something like that. Now, it has to be celebrity.
Now, you know, you make us want to ask, I'm not going to put you on the spot, but we want to ask who's hers is. But Kat has a list, and one of them is Ryan Reynolds, and the other one from some show I've never seen in my life, which apparently is the same one that Roxanne has as well too.
Oh, from Peaky Blinders?
Yeah.
I try to get it. Supposedly it's a good show. I try to get into it. I just couldn't really. But apparently it's a pretty good show. But I have an idea who she's talking about. Mm.
And then of course
I don't think any of them would want Roxanne. Like, why? Because all she's gonna do is talk about work. So what's right. the point?
And then Lisa says hers is Young Miami. Is anybody?
No, Brian said that, and then Lisa said no one. Yeah. And then she's like, you know, if it would be someone, it would be, you know, Young Miami.
Right. And then they get to the third question of the nearly wed game. Who are you most surprised said yes? And practically almost everybody said Roxanne.
Yep.
Because we all were surprised.
I was, yeah. Still surprised. And
to this day.
To this day, surprised. But apparently words don't really matter, does it?
At all. Apparently not. Well, Roxanne and Antonio, let's get to them. Because first thing my wife noticed, she and I noticed watching this, was that Roxanne cut down on the lip fillers. Did you catch that too?
Okay, that's the first thing you noticed? You didn't notice that feather bullshit around her neck? That didn't stick out to you? Maybe the lip fillers were the same. It's just she had all this stuff on her neck that you just didn't notice it.
Now, nobody's surprised by this. Since the proposal, there have been problems. Roxanne says she's still a provider, and that's tough, and it's a long road, and blah, blah, blah. But then it comes down, and they point out that she's wearing rings on every finger except the ring finger, right? And her excuses is pretty silly as to why not to. And my first thought was, because her thing is, well, he's not wearing one, so why should I have to? This ancient tradition. So should men have to wear engagement rings then? Or should men wear them at any point in time?
That excuse she gave is bullshit, but I'll talk about what you just asked me. And then we'll come back to her bullshit. Should men wear engagement rings? I don't see why not. But now the question is, who pays for the engagement ring? Because if I pay for the ring to propose, does that make her be like, oh, okay, well, cool. I guess I got to go to Kay's and get you a ring. Or does she already have it in case I do propose? And she's like, well, great. I would like to marry you too. Put this ring on. So the question is, who pays for the ring?
Well, I would say it would be the woman that pays for the ring, right?
Well, you would say that, but that's also like
it's not going to be the same price. The price point is going to be a little different.
Well, and that's just it, because I worked at K Jewelers in my college years and sold some wedding rings and learned about the four C's. And I saw many women come in and pick out these $3,000 to $5,000, $6,000 rings. And it's like, all right, honey, let's get yours. And it'd be this $99 gold band.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was just like, okay, that's hilarious. And I just knew from that experience, I knew that if Terrell gets married, my ring's going to be fucking fat. It's going to be awesome.
I do think that the engagement ring and the wedding ring, maybe you upgrade for the wedding ring, but you know.
Who knows? But I mean, I think guys
could $99.
I think guys could wear a ring. Right, but I think it boils down to who pays for the ring.
Right.
You know, for the guy. Who pays for the guy's ring? Because if the woman didn't know he was going to propose, which it seems like nowadays most women know that a guy's going to propose because he just doesn't guess her ring finger size.
Well, that's why you asked that early on and check to make sure that the finger hasn't gotten any bigger over the time, but you asked for that early on.
It's like, wait, you like to eat wings, so while she's sleeping, are you just kind of measuring real quick?
What you do is, here's a cheat code, guys. You find out early exactly what the cut is when y'all first start talking, what the cut that she wants is. You find out the ring size, you know, and then all that. And you put it in the notes of the contact. So it's always there.
Guys, don't take married men's advice. Ever. Don't take married men's advice. If you're in the early stages and you're asking about what her four C's are in a ring, you're sending the wrong signal.
If that's your intention.
Don't do it. Don't listen to him. Don't take advice from married people. For the three guys that watch us, don't listen to him.
Devon says she bought her husband an engagement ring. Yeah, see? And that was my solution when she first said that. Like, why not just get him a ring and he can wear one too? Which is what James said. Because I like how James says, you know, like, I can't wait to wear my ring. And then he talked, well, why don't just buy him one and let him wear it? And I agree with James, because I was the same way. Like, you know, hey, I can't wear, but I'll be honest with you. One of the things I've always done is that's why this wasn't strange to me to put this on. It was never a strange feeling to put this on, because it's like, okay, no, of course I'm going to wear it. If I walk out of the house and I don't have my ring on, I'm turning around and coming back because it feels weird. While some people are like, oh my God, it's so heavy. It's like a ball and chain. And like, if that's the way you're going into it.
That's because you don't like
partner. Exactly.
Yeah, because I mean, like, I'm the same with my college ring. I don't like to leave without my college ring, and I've left my house, pulled out the driveway, gone down the street, and been like, something feels off, and I'm like, oh, and I'll turn around just to get my college ring. So, best believe I'd do the same thing if I had a wedding ring, because my wedding ring is not going to be a $99 gold band. It's going to be some nice shit.
It's going to be like your college ring.
It's going to go with my outfit. It's going to look damn good. Exactly. So. I think that I'm all on board for guys to wear, you know, engagement rings, you know, and I think women would like it too, because for men, the woman wears the ring. That's kind of the signal to the world. She's off the market.
Yeah.
Well, then guys should be able to do the same thing and say, hey, I'm off the market. I'm engaged. I have a ring on. But again, it boils down to me is who pays for it. And I love the fact that, who was it that said that she, Devin, that you brought your husband a engagement ring. When did you buy it? Was it after he proposed and you said yes, and then you went and got him a ring to let those hoes know?
That way, wouldn't it?
Or did you already have it
and just wait
him to propose? Yeah. You know what? Yes. And you know what? I have a question for you too.
Well, before I answer, would you wear this too?
Yeah. They got to get on me at the same time. Same time.
Same time. Now, you know, the funny thing is Alex says he feels like it's not an action. It's an action to not wear the ring. And he can see that it hurts Antonio. He's right, because Antonio looked really sad over there. And it's Roxanne's reasoning for this was, if it's harder, it's okay, because it's different now that we're engaged. Because before, when we were just boyfriend and girlfriend, if we got in a fight, I could just leave. Well, now it's harder to leave because this is my fiance. He doesn't feel like it because you're not wearing the damn ring. The day after, you put it in a box and put it underneath the bed.
Alex is right, because it takes effort to put four rings on one hand.
Yes.
And you purposely didn't put a ring on this finger.
Right.
That's effort. She is at, and it was the day after he proposed. She's like, yeah, I'm not wearing that.
Is Antonio was just dumb. It's not expensive enough for her. Is that what it is? You think that's what it is?
I don't think that's what it is. I just think that. What do you think it is then? I think she doesn't want to marry him.
Yeah.
Is what it boils down to. Antonio's an idiot, but again, he got a hold of that Sungina and he just is just whipped. I don't understand why you would take this type of abuse in a relationship. But more power to him. They're both toxic, and I think Roxanne is more toxic than Antonio, because I think Antonio watched the other eight episodes and realized, okay, he came to the reunion a different person, in my opinion.
He did. He really.
Roxanne, she was like, hey, I'm going to kick this up a notch.
and she did, especially when we got to our next couple, Kat and Alex, because they say they have a date, right? And Roxanne's like, well, and we find out what date it is, because once they pulled it out, it was May 10th, 2024. Roxanne says, well, we haven't gotten an invite. Why would you? Nobody likes
Well, you. I like how they said, oh, we haven't sent them out yet. That's what you say to people you don't want to invite.
We just showed the world what the date is, but we're not going to tell you.
Yeah, we just printed this today. We just got these magnets today. Exactly. And we haven't sent them out yet. Yeah, no, that's what you say to somebody you don't want to invite to the wedding.
Yeah. Your invite will be there on the 11th.
Yeah.
Now, here's the interesting thing about this, right? And this is why, oh man, Roxanne and Lisa are the tag team evil twins, right? Because Kat says Alex has baby fever more than she does. Right now, he has baby fever more than she does. Roxanne, of course, throws shade on the entire relationship and says, well, it's funny you say that now is when he's only talking about kids, because we talked about it all along, talking about having 12 kids. And I thought Kat handled this with class.
Kat is a classy person. And what I really like about Kat is how she stands up for her man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because Kat wasn't really going to tolerate, you know, all the bullshit that Roxanne was saying about Alex. She knows her man. She knows who Alex is.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Kat's like, yeah, that was a joke. Like, who wants to have 12 kids? Exactly. You know what I mean? I mean, outside of Nick Cannon, who wants to have 12 kids?
You know who did? You know, back in the day when they used to have 20 kids, but, you know, it was a different time back then.
Different time. But I mean, yeah, it's just like, okay, that was just something that was said. And I'm like, Roxanne, there's no way you can have 12 kids because you work too much.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you could do it.
Work is her 12 kids. Every hour is a kid.
Right. Right. Now,
did you like when Alex apologized to Antonio for not making it clear that he did not want Roxanne? And I would like to say, I commend Alex for not saying, only you are stupid enough to want Roxanne.
I respect that. I mean, I think Alex is a stand-up guy. He was very forthcoming with Antonio in episodes 1 through 8.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect that about him. He had no interest in Roxanne. I think I called that out when we recap some of the other episodes. Like, he's not interested in her.
Right.
You know, but.
Yeah, you saw that before I did. I mean, I didn't think he wanted her, but I didn't think he was that turned off by her initially. But you caught it from the very beginning.
Yeah, I did. But, and I think that honestly, even Antonio, after all that, the apology, and he was like, look, if y'all were stranded on the side of the road, I'd come help you. Mm-hmm. You know, but Antonio's problem is Roxanne.
Because Roxanne would sit in the car and be like, why are you stopping?
Yeah, no.
Keep driving. Run them over.
Yeah. You know, so no, I respected what Alex did. Mm-hmm. And I think Alex is a stand-up guy. I mean, some people don't like a man that could be that blunt and direct. Mm-hmm. But he's a sales guy. That's just what they do. And you got to be able to handle that.
Did you notice that Roxanne, of course, thinks the world wants her and she thinks what Alex is saying is bullshit? She's like, no, that's bullshit. Of course you want me.
Like, of course. Delusional. Of course. Well, that's pretty privileged because Roxanne thinks she's super hot. Mm-hmm. And she has her pasty business and all that stuff. But she thinks she's God's gift to men. Mm-hmm. And my experience, I'm not saying this is fact, but my experience. So Roxanne, if you know, she's half Persian. Mm-hmm. And the Persian women I've met that are beautiful have the same type of attitude. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not saying all Persians are this way. All I'm saying is my experience, beautiful Persian women have this attitude. Mm-hmm. And Roxanne thinks she is the shit. Now, what is interesting is that she thinks she is so star-spangled awesome that she will only date Antonio, who's a scrub. So, right.
Exactly.
Because she's not going to date anybody who's going to be equal or better than her, because that takes away from her sunshine.
Exactly. Now, they had some never-before-seen footage. And I thought this was good to see, because obviously Kat just never trusted Roxanne, even though Roxanne claims, because she kept saying, it's just with good intentions. It's just with good intentions. And Kat was like, yeah, nah. And then as Roxanne tries to attack her again, she's like, well, you know what? I apologize for being an agreeable listener.
Well, here's the thing. Women's intuition is not just something that's only used on men.
Right.
I think women know and recognize when they meet another woman who's bullshit.
Right.
And they just know, they're like, something in my gut tells me she's full of shit. Yeah. And I got to keep my eye on her. And I think that's what Kat did. Kat recognized it from the beginning and she sat there and just played, as Jamie Foxx said in the movie, right? Country dumb. And just like, oh, really?
Interesting.
Tell me more about Alex.
Because for a minute there, you almost thought that she was believing her, but I thought she was just giving her a dead stare. Like, and maybe you just thought that was Kat's look, but it was just, but she just had her just like, because I know that point when somebody says something, you're like, oh, this is just, and you just try to look, I don't want to fall asleep on them, but okay, let me just act like I'm listening. I'm really not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think she totally just faked it and was just kind of like just running with it. But I don't think she really believed anything that Roxanne was saying. So I have a lot of respect for Kat and how she handled herself.
Speaking of faking it, Raya and Trey. So they're looking at a destination wedding, spring 2025. And Trey says things have been good, but work in real life keeps getting in the way. Translate.
He's full of crap. Because, okay, he's an engineer. Uh-huh. And so he probably has your typical 8 to 5, probably works a little bit longer depending on the type of industry he's in. Mm-hmm. She works at Hooters. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not that hard.
Right.
And I've worked in the restaurant industry for a long time. So don't act like, you know, hopefully no one comes at me in the comments. I started my whole career in the restaurant industry. Mm-hmm. So she has a job and there's nothing wrong with the job that she has. But what does work in life have to do with y'all's situation? Your situation is Raya has some issues, and so does Trey. And I don't know why he thinks this is going to work. I predict that they will not get married.
Now, he's saying the good thing is that they're having the conversations that they weren't having before, right? So that is a good thing, that they're actually having these conversations, though.
Okay. Depends on what the conversation is. Because he had said, and this is
none before, so anything.
Well, funny thing, here's the editing. Because he said in after the couple swapped back,
right,
he was saying that we've never talked about kids and whatever else. But then come to find out that the kid that she lost was Trey's. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, y'all are lying and you're full of shit. Trey, you know exactly where Araya stands. Mm-hmm. You are just so caught up in her beauty that you don't miss it. You know, so I don't know. I look at this couple with then a little side eye.
Here's the thing about it. He may not, if they don't speak, he may not know how much that really affected her. And that could be part of it. Because the fact, if they weren't having these deep conversations before, he knows they lost a loss. But as a man, you're like, okay, well, all right, we'll try again. And she's like, it's more traumatic on her because that baby was still in her with no heartbeat.
Right.
As a man, we'll never know what that feels like. So, and if they're not having conversations, he'll never understand it. His thing is like, all right, well, let's just try again. We're good. Yeah. That was easy. Let's try again. You know,
so he's like a little Pop Warner football coach. Put some dirt on it. We'll be all right. Just get back out.
Exactly. See, that's probably part of it. Here's the thing I like though. Raya called out James for telling both her and Trey that they shouldn't marry each other. Right. And at the same time, Ryan even said she's surprised that Raya and Trey got engaged because she never saw the feelings that Raya had for Trey. So the same thing that kind of James was telling, Ryan saw that too. And Trey said, hey, to be fair, that's why we were here. I had those same questions.
But to James's credit, he was honest.
Yes.
And hopefully Raya watches this and realizes that what was shown on air, it doesn't look like she has these feelings for Trey.
Right.
And if you don't, let him go. But it goes back to what I'd said after we recapped 7 and 8 episode. Mm-hmm. Who takes care of what? Because if she has her dream car and they're living together and Trey's paying all the bills, is that why she's staying with him? Because if you're not happy, leave and go find your joy.
Right. Well, one of the things that she also talked about was how hard it was watching Trey's relationship with Ryan, right? And even Ryan confirmed, because you're thinking, oh, well, maybe just a little insecurity by Raya. But even Ryan, it's so hard. These two have names so similar. Ryan confirms that it was hard for her to not move on that connection that they had. Like, she's like, yeah, I had 7 years built in here. This has been a long time I had with James. So that's what kind of grounded me from moving forward with this connection that we had, because she had a good, strong connection with Trey.
Well, I think her point was that they lived together for 3 weeks and she's never lived with anybody before, any other guy. And so I don't know if they slept in the same bed, because you never saw them like wake up or go to bed in the same bed.
Right.
But they had that type of connection. But I think that for Trey, it was the connection with Ryan was it was easy.
Yes.
There was no drama. They both grew up the same. They both have the same goals of what they want in a relationship, where Raya is 24 years old, doesn't know what she wants to do with her life. I want to go to Atlanta, but to do what? There's no game plan that she has. And so Trey is he's older, so he's more logical about it. So I think that was the issue with those two.
Well, interesting thing is when they asked, because remember they said before, oh, we'll stay in contact. And they asked Ryan if she reached out to Trey. She says, well, no, but I thought about sliding his DMs after filming was over, but she wasn't sure how Raya would take it or how James didn't think either one of them would appreciate it. So she didn't.
What she said, though, was she didn't say they would stay in contact. He asked her, do you think we'll still talk after this? Mm-hmm. And she said, it depends on how they all answer on decision day. Mm-hmm. She never said that they would stay in contact.
But she was tempted to do it, though. And that was the question. Because
she was tempted to do it. We all been tempted to do it. You haven't had an ex every now and then. You've just been like, so by the way, how you been? You know, even if you just comment on something or they message you and hit you in your DMs. No. Like, hey, how you been? But you're tempted. Just probably don't do it. Yeah. There's been people in my past that I'm tempted to reach out to. I'm curious not curious like I want to hook up with them. Just like, wow, we had a great connection. I wonder how they're doing. But I know that, hey, you're in a relationship. I'm not going to do that.
Right. And that's what Raya would say. Hell no. If you like a picture, that's cool. But stay out. There's no need to text. There's no need to slide into DMs. Stay out of that.
And that's what you say when you're threatened. Because
Of course no. she is.
I have no problem. I would not be in Raya's situation. I'd be like, hey, text her all you want. Slide her DMs all you want. If she's going to do something, she's going to do something. But for Raya to say all that tells me that she is threatened by this girl, which to me makes Raya look weak.
Well, there's a reason why she is. Because listen to what Trey said after that. Trey said he didn't think about reaching out because he didn't even think Ryan would want to reach out.
Because he kept dropping all those hints, and she wasn't like, she was not going to leave James. But he kept opening up the door to be like, hey, if you want, you know, if you're black curious, all I'm saying is, I don't mind being your first black experience if you want
to. Chris Martin. And, you know, I'm not telling you to cheat, but if you're going to cheat, cheat with me is what he would say.
Yeah, if you want a little coffee in your cream, I don't mind being your first. You know, so I think that's what Trey was doing. But I think Raya shouldn't feel threatened by Ryan. Mm-hmm. And she shouldn't act the way she acted. Turn me off.
I feel you. Now, Chocolate Soon has a thought here on Raya and Trey. It says they think they were just a situationship and then the baby happened and they ended up in a relationship. They might not have had deep combos. And that's what they've been saying. Not a situationship part, but about not having these deep combos. Yeah. Because if she got pregnant, they're like, oh, well, let's go. And they end up in a relationship because he wants to do right. Then, you know, it's not necessarily the best way to start it. Because if they're only together for 2 years and 2 years ago, because the way she said it was, well, it was early on in the relationship. So that actually makes a good point. Last couple here, Ryan and James, they're getting married this month. Did mm-hmm. I hear that correctly? September 30th?
Yeah.
Or as you said, they already got the rings on.
Yeah.
Roxanne, again, asked about, where's my wedding invitation? I didn't get that. And like Chocolate Sudo said earlier, too, Roxanne wants to go to every wedding except her own.
Well, they even said that. We haven't sent the invitations out yet. It's like, it's a month away. Yes, you have. You just didn't invite her.
Yours is coming on Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, what do you think of this, though? James moved in with Ryan, and so they're finally living together, but with parental and sibling supervision.
That's crazy to me. I couldn't really, I just can't relate to that.
Me neither.
There's no way I would ever be able to do that. Mm-mm. Get your own place or whatever. So, I mean, I don't know. I find that weird. But they're also young. They've only been with each other since they were 16.
Right.
James, I think, has been with someone else. But
yes.
They've pretty much been with each other since they're 16. So maybe they're not professionally mature enough to move out. But I just couldn't see myself living with, you know, dating, you know, being engaged, living with my fiance's parents and siblings all in one house. No. Yeah.
Okay. Now, you know, one of the things you and I thought before was that, like, hey, maybe they haven't had sex yet, right? Mm-hmm. Then we find out about James after dark.
Yeah.
What?
James the freak.
What the hell?
That was hilarious. That was hilarious. And I was quite surprised too, because Ryan seems like this nice little church going Southern belle. Mm-hmm. And come to find out, they're into a whole lot of different things. Mm-hmm. And so more power to him. That's great. The only thing I have issue with what James talked about was the what's the little bar that goes into the tip? What's it called? I forget what it's called. I don't want any part of that.
Yeah, none.
But I'm just like, dude, what are you into?
Apparently a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he's into everything.
But remember when James was with Raya and she was like, hold my hand, touch me, give me a hug. And he's like, look, when I think of getting physical, I'm thinking of going all the way, right? Mm-hmm. So he said, I'm Drake, 0 to 100 real quick. And he meant it. And when he said that, I was like, James is saying something. He's like, look, girl, don't let me turn you out and you don't want to go back. That's all he was trying to say. Like, he's already cheated before. He didn't want to cheat again. And super that's
freak,
all of us.
Super freak. He's super freaky. Yeah.
And now we're finding this out.
Yeah. Now we know.
It's how intrigued everyone was. About, how was it that Kat knew what he was talking about? What was that thing called? I got.
It's always the quiet conservative ones that are the little freaks.
Well, even Roxanne was like, "Man, you're so quiet. I would have never guessed." And he's like, "Yeah." I don't even remember what that thing was called.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I try to remember, but I blocked it out. As soon as it was described, I'm like, there's a sounding rod. Yes.
There you go.
That's what it is. Sounding rod. And no way in H-E double hockey sticks does that ever happen.
So Isis Blue says Raya is freaky too. What did you see that?
What? Yeah, Isis.
Raya didn't want the lights on, and she wanted her eyes closed.
Yeah, she kisses with her eyes closed, no lights on.
Well, you don't let people kiss with their eyes open.
I don't mind you kissing your eyes open. I don't care. I'm not really looking at you. I'm not, like, validating if your eyes open or not. But I can totally see you, lights on. I want to look. I want to see some stuff. I want to see reactions. I want to see where I'm going, whatever else, you know? So yeah, I don't see how Raya is freaky.
Yeah, I didn't get that part that she was. Couple of things here. Isis Blue also said Raya wants to be taken care of, and Trey wants to take care of someone. So I could see that, but I don't know that Raya actually wants to be taken care of yet. I think she wants to live her best life at the moment.
Yeah, I don't even know what Raya wants, to be honest. I don't think she knows what she wants. Which is why they shouldn't be married.
And she answered the question. Because remember, Raya did tell her sister, Shakira, that she was freaky and willing to try all this other stuff, tie up.
She said, maybe I'm freaky. Maybe I want to try this. Maybe I want to do this. Mm-hmm. But if she really wanted to do those things,
she would have done
the person that she's been with for 2 years and had a baby by, or almost had a baby by, you would think she could at least say, hey, I want you to do X.
They didn't talk.
But why can't she talk? Why is it on Trey to, like, initiate the conversation? If there's something she's wanting physically from her partner, why can't she just say, hey, babe, tomorrow night when you come through, here's what I want you to do. Let's try this.
Right.
She has to own some of that too. You can't say you're in a bad sex marriage or relationship and you've not tried to change anything.
The question they should have asked on the reunion. And that's, it's like the fact that they just let that slide and never brought it back up. Then again, they did shoot for 3 hours, and they obviously cut a lot of stuff out because it was only like 40 minutes, right? The one thing Sasha Joe says this, and this is about Lisa and Brian earlier, it's disturbing they received gifts after Lisa's behavior. The fact that they got the gifts, well, the gifts are really for the baby, not for them. And they can't, and since they're always trying to get the ultimatum and Love is Blind babies, they had to give a gift. And of course, they had to promote the sippy cup and the pacifier because you know they're selling them.
Right.
Yes. That was more about the promotion than it was about the gift.
Yeah, because we're going to buy some when we do Love is Blind the next season.
Yeah. Oh, we are.
Yeah. I want to have my little sippy cup.
Then we got to order now because the new season starts in a couple of weeks.
Damn it.
Yeah, it's actually coming up in a couple of weeks. And then you know they've got the Love is Blind After the Altar from last season. It's 3 episodes there, so we got at least follow up to find out what happened on that. So we've got Love is Blind over the next couple of weeks, and then the new season and in a couple of weeks. You love it. Chocolate Suda says Nick and Vanessa are terrible reunion hosts. They don't ask the burning questions. They really don't, and I think it's because it's their show, which is why they need to have somebody else there to do it. Now they have us there, and we should start this petition. If we do it, we're getting to the nitty gritty. And we'll have security on stage because I ain't fighting nobody.
Yeah.
Back in my young days, I'd have fought everybody. I'm old now. I'm not doing it.
And they invite us to do the reunion. Woo! We'd have some fun with that. Tell people right to their face. I'd be like, hey, Antonio. So tell us about you being a bitch. What?
Now, Chocolate Cinnamon said this earlier. Both Lisa and Roxanne have to put people down to keep people beneath them. Do you see that?
I think Lisa does that with women. Roxanne has to do that with her partner. She can't have a partner who shines better than her. But I mean, it's mainly her partner. Mm-hmm. Lisa at least uplifts Brian, even though Brian doesn't make as much money as her and not established as her. But at least she uplifts her partner.
Especially when Roxanne, she mushed him in the face, she kind of lifted him up and mushed him backwards.
Roxanne does it. And Roxanne, what she did to Kat that was just her being messy.
Yes.
It's not her being, you know, coming with the positive intent.
Right.
So I just think Roxanne is just, her man has to be beneath her. Because she wouldn't know what to do with a man who had more than her.
Since you brought up Kat again, so Sasha Joe said Alex is the best person on the show.
I agree.
Yeah, have to. Alex is good. When it comes to Roxanne, Chaka Sullivan said, if Antonio says the sky is blue, she'll say it's green. Even with his new businesses, she's not impressed. She does not like him. I thought she really, to your point, sunned him. When he's like, well, you know, a car business. And Roxanne loves cars. And she's like, yeah, 10 years ago.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, she doesn't like him.
No, she
and
not.
Hopefully Antonio will wake up and realize it one day. Hopefully somebody slides in his DMs and he can move on with his life.
You asked Devon a question about when did she buy the engagement ring for her husband. She said after he proposed. I didn't know it. So see, not everybody knows when the proposal is coming.
All right, but at least she bought him one. Yeah. That she bought it. It wasn't like she had him buy himself an engagement ring. So I applaud that.
I appreciate this ring. Now go buy yourself one so you can put it on. And Sasha Joe says, tell us your hall passes.
I already said mine.
Yeah, Holly, I don't have one. I got married. I'm married to my hall pass.
Stop it. Stop it. Is that what happens to when you get married? As soon as you say I do, all of a sudden just lies come out of your mouth.
The lies? Oh, really? This is lies? No, I don't have a hall pass. I really don't. Because, I mean, look, I'm the guy that will tell you I don't find Beyonce attractive. Most people think I'm crazy when I say that, but I'm the person to tell you that.
So there's no celebrity in this world that if your wife is like, hey, I totally get it. If you want to hook up, fine. There's no celebrity in this world that you would ever.
No, I mean, it was, look, it, okay. In the past, it's always been Gabrielle Union and Sanaa Lathan. That's
okay. What
changed.
Happened? It's because you got married, all of a sudden that just went away? Like once you said I do, did that?
Yes, exactly.
Did that thing that tickles your loins just go away?
Well,
from Gabrielle.
Well, especially Gabrielle Union. I mean, she's got Dwayne Wade painting his toenails and stuff now. So no, I'm good. That's like if Erykah Badu was on your list, you would erase off that list immediately because Erykah will change your life.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do Erykah Badu. Halle Berry, Alicia Keys is on that list.
Hey, you stay away from my ex-wife.
Selma Hayek. And Lucy Liu. Those are my four. It's kind of like with, what's it, Verizon or T-Mobile that you had your five? I always leave one open. So those are my four for right now.
We need to throw some melanin on your celebrity hall pass list, man. Jesus Christ.
I gave some.
Who?
Halle Berry.
Oh, that's half melanin.
Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys is quarter melanin.
Melon is melon. It doesn't matter. What? Do I got to say Grace Jones for you to feel like, yes. You know, no. I'll date who I want. Let me have my hall pass. It's just for the night. It's not forever. It's just for the night.
Oh, my God. All right. So next week, we're going to do this Love is Blind after the altar and then get ready for the other one coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I guess so, because you just said it on the show. So, yeah, yes, we are.
You're welcome. Cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers. Hey, I'm Yanni Rood.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rood, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit you found on the internet. We'll talk about it on a regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.